inside.
Hey everybody, welcome to Tanzilla 1980 Thursday. I am your host, Ethan Young. With me today is Tanner Kimball. I couldn't keep it going.
Shannon had a stroke. We gotta cut the show off, guys. Gotta go.
Oh God. Is he okay?
Maybe he should have went into retirement.
I think he should have. Hey, it's Tanner Thursday here on Podzilla 1985, home of Podzilla 1985. And today we have with us Tanner Calvert, who will lose at Mortal Kombat again very soon, I'm sure.
I feel more confident now. I'm in my comfort zone.
Well, does your comfort zone involve losing?
I beat you today.
You did beat me
and
once.
He did beat Ethan a whole lot.
Yeah.
He beat it. You beat Ethan?
I beat Ethan earlier today, didn't I?
He didn't try and play against
you,
me.
I remember.
Yeah, later on in the day.
Yeah.
He can only take so much of a stomping. Speaking of Ethan, Ethan Craig Miles is down at the end, grinning like an idiot.
As usual.
Hey, Ethan.
Hey.
I think Tanner just told Ethan that his asshole's this big.
But it was the size of Tanner's face.
That's you might want to get that checked out, buddy.
That's a big asshole.
I'll take your clit and...
Oh, no. This show's getting dirty already.
Hey, oh, yeah.
This got real dirty real fast.
Oh.
And forced into doing a podcast because I don't have keys to the store. Jesse Kimball. Hey, Jesse.
Hey, everybody.
Oh, how you been?
Well, I would have been great if I could have left an hour ago, but yeah, here we are.
Yeah. Boy, I'm sorry about that. I forgot I gave Steven the keys and now he's not even working, which also screwed you over. So I've done some plowing of my own, pulling up some boots and oiling them.
Yep. You have made my asshole the size of Tanner's face.
Tanner's a big guy.
That's Tanner's a real big guy.
That's actually what I said. Jesse's asshole was this big.
Well, Shannon just...
Because he took Tanner Thursday and just rammed it right up there.
Yeah.
And I want to give a special shout out to Nate if he's listening. Now that he's listening to our show, because he's been on it. He was on the last show. Enjoy those Kleenexes.
There's only two options.
Yeah. Depending on how much any money you have, Nate, you can still get a sucky blowy or a tuggy.
The tuggy is the far cheaper option, is my understanding.
The tuggy's always the cheap one.
I just posted that and I tagged you in it, Jesse.
Oh, God.
I was like, well, Nate, according to Jesse.
Of course.
What the fuck were we talking about tonight?
Sequels.
Movies?
Sequels.
I want to talk about some sequels. Well, there's a movie that I wanted to watch earlier today, and I don't know if they made a sequel to it yet, but I'm really interested in it, and I'm going to go home and watch it when we get home. It's called My Little Pony. Fucking is Magic.
Now, I don't think that's appropriate.
Oh, God. The Nate voice.
God damn. Was it Filthy Throat Whore 5?
I think I know what the...
Can I get a tuggy? What is a sucky blowy?
Well,
is it
thank
really
you,
worth
Nate, for
the
listening.
Price? How much for a wave dash?
I'm glad we got that one show.
this is one of those shows that didn't go off the rails. It was never on it.
No, we never left the station. We're still back in the station.
I'm looking at the...
We're in the station, but the train is like sideways.
Hurricane Nate blew it over.
He gave that train a sucky blowy.
Oh, the show just went from Podzilla to Let's Hear Four Retards Laugh.
About Nate.
Oh, God.
All right, well, so apparently we're all very slap happy right now.
Well, let me tell you what that son of a bitch did after the last show. I don't know who I didn't tell. I think everybody knows. So I drive him 15 minutes to his home. And we get to his home, and I'm like, all right, have a good night, Nate. Thanks for being on the show. Well, I forgot my computer. Well, do you need your computer? Yes.
Otherwise, I can't watch My Little Pony.
I can't watch My Little Pony.
Fucking is magic.
I need a virtual tuggy.
The virtual blowy squeezy isn't as good.
Oh, God.
How's Lindsay back there?
She's dead. Lindsay's in the back. I just hear her giggling. Oh, okay. Well, 5 minutes in. Let's rope this in, fellas.
This day has just been something.
You know it's what been else? A long day.
You know what
we
else?
We all needed to laugh out of this.
No, don't do it. Don't do it.
This dick.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. Zach Brightback's here, too. Okay,
that's
well.
One slap.
Hey, we're talking about movies. Last time we talked about remakes. We're talking about sequels, mostly because I couldn't think of anything to talk about. It's one of those things I had a last-minute type, I got to figure something out for Tanner Thursdays, and I didn't want it to be too weird, because every time we talk about something too weird, the ratings just go down.
I mean, clearly we could have just had a show about Nate.
Oh, yeah,
this show might be one the laugh track. Show of all.
Well,
you want to hear a punchline to a joke, Nate?
We set the record last show for the most times anyone's ever used the word faggot in one podcast. So
or brony.
Hey, this will be great when we finally get that soundboard. We could just use this as the laugh track.
Yeah. We just laugh at our own jokes, like Leno.
Or Jimmy Fallon. Right.
Hey.
Shots fired.
You know I'm right.
I
know. Well, you know, the reason I wanted to talk about sequels, I don't know. Fuck it. Throw it out the window. Sequels are gone. Let's talk about Nate some more.
Hold on. Let's move back to sequels. Okay. I'm running out of Nate material.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
No, not even a little bit.
All right. You didn't Google what we did earlier.
What did we Google that got us on that subject?
No, please. Let's just move back to sequels.
Wasn't it fucking its magic?
God damn it.
Tanner, I want you to go to IMDb and look up My Little Pony and see how many sequels they've made to it.
I'm not doing it.
And then look up the titles of said sequels.
My Little Pony.
Applejack's Off.
Clever. My Little Porty Pie.
Twilight Anal.
That wasn't even like clever. That was just
just throwing a sex term.
Filthy
with
Flutter Shy.
Yeah. I can't
okay, think. Raunchy Rarity.
Sequel. So the reason I want to talk about sequels, I did have a reason. It's because Insidious 3 is coming out pretty soon.
Yeah.
And I don't understand why they're making an Insidious 3. There's two kind of sequels in my opinion. And that's the ones that continue a story, like Star Wars, that has a long plot that just has to be taken over multiple movies. And then there's the ones where they take the same characters and throw them into similar situations over and over again. And then it makes you wonder, how many times could the same person have this same incident before he realizes that maybe it ain't his day?
So you mean like Die Hard?
Die Hard is the perfect example of that. How many times, what was his name?
John McClane.
John McClane. How many times could John McClane fight terrorists before he retires and goes to Florida?
Well, no, because then they follow him. They're everywhere he wants to be.
That's true. Or if it's not him, it's his son.
I'm thinking of the
never
politician
talked about.
Right now.
He's looking for an excuse to say yippee-ki-yay, motherfucker.
Yeah, but wasn't the last movie PG-13? So he couldn't even say yippee-ki-yay, motherfucker.
Yeah,
he said,
got
like,
cut off or
yeah,
something like that.
Yeah, he said yippee-ki-yay.
Motherfucker.
Yippee-ki-yay.
And then something happened and it cut off.
Yippee-ki-yay, dude.
Yippee-ki-yay, dude.
But there are good sequels.
Yippee-ki-yay, mother, father.
Some sequels better than the originals.
Name one.
Terminator?
Eh? Whoa. You're saying Back to the Future 2 is better than Back to the Future 1?
It's absolutely not true.
That does... Okay, Lindsay Wolfgang behind us.
Toy Story 2.
She just said... First she said Back to the Future 2, now she said Toy Story 2.
Toy Story 2 was good.
I liked it. To be honest, I liked 3 the best, but it was probably the most dark.
I think I know which one Jesse Kimball's going to say, and I think we're on the same wavelength. Jesse, what you got?
Empire Strikes Back.
Empire Strikes Back.
That is a perfect example of a sequel being
Although
better than the first.
I love the original probably the most of all the Star Wars films just because it was the first one. You have to admit, Empire Strikes Back was the better of the movies.
It was the best of the 3.
Yeah. Well, it's the best of the 6, probably, like, all together. It's probably the best one.
I mean, that goes without saying, since the worst of the original trilogy is the... 10 times better than the prequels.
You could also say Dark Knight was better than Batman Begins. I don't say that personally, but there are some people that do.
I would agree with that because I really, really liked that movie.
I also liked that movie, but I still like Scarecrow the most, and I just thought Batman Begins was a better
Dark Knight
film.
Trilogy?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Like,
yeah,
the,
I mean, like,
the Dark Knight was better than Batman Begins.
Heath Ledger's Joker was incredible.
Oh, yeah.
Indeed.
But will he be better than Jared Leto's Joker?
Almost
I'm
certainly.
I'm not going to honor that question with an answer.
You know, I think for this Tanner Thursday, we're just going to call it Tanner Thursday. We're not even going to put sequels on it because I kind of want to talk. You know, this is the beauty of podcasting. It morphs. It evolves. It goes from assholes to ponies, from ponies to sequels, from sequels back to assholes, and then forward into what I want to mention. Jesse and Tanner, and to a lesser extent, Ethan. Jared Leto's Joker. Did you see the pictures and the videos that came out this week from the set of Suicide Squad?
Yeah.
The one with the car. Well, that's the one
I mean, it was 2 weeks ago, wasn't it? Something
well, they had more come out today and yesterday. Like
I did not see that today Harley or Quinn. Yesterday.
Well, that I think that was the one from before, but today I think they had a new one come out with, what's his name? Batman. Batman confirmed, like, he's on top of the Joker's car.
They didn't confirm that it was going to be Batfleck.
I assume it has to be Batfleck.
You think they're going to try
Batfleck. They're going to choke Elijah Woods?
What?
What?
No, I don't think.
Only.
The way DC has been working so far,
there is no connection. They
don't connect any of their movies to anything.
Yeah, but, I mean, they've got to connect.
They really are.
They have to connect this.
Why? Suicide Squad has nothing to do with the Justice League.
But it sets up a future movie where you could have Jared Leto's Joker and Batman square off, and now they've got some history. Because every Joker that they've put in the Batman movies, they always, it's a one and done. Like with the original Batman movie and with Dark Knight.
To be fair, Dark Knight wasn't supposed to be a one and done.
They kind of backed the wrong pony on that. I'm sure
that.
God damn it. Can't get ponies off my mind. I'm sure a couple months after that movie came out and they realized they killed off Two-Face and kept Joker, they went, shit. Should have went the other way.
Yeah, well. Oh, yeah, they did kill Two-Face in the end of that movie.
Mm-hmm. Which was the dumbest. You know, speaking
of
sequels. Yeah,
because that Two-Face was great.
Aaron Eckhart.
Yeah,
it was amazing
man.
As Two-Face. And that's probably the reason I didn't like that movie was because I really wanted Two-Face to live. And he died in the dumbest way, I thought, where he just kind of falls off and I guess broke his neck. They never really said it.
Right.
He just laid there. He was done.
I guess on the flip side of that, I can kind of see where they're coming from. Just in that they tried to achieve a more realistic world that Batman lives in.
Yeah.
And in what world can you have an individual walking around with that much open skin and everything else and living for very long?
He would.
Like, he was. I'm surprised that he didn't have an infection by the end of the fucking movie.
Batman 3, you know, it's the race to save his infection from killing him. Not a very exciting movie. Well, they did a pretty good job with Scarecrow and.
Well, I mean, yeah, Scarecrow, because, well, the fear toxin has always been a little bit more realistic. And then, you know, like the original.
It's hallucinogenic. I mean, is what it is, you know.
And the original Two-Face was, you know, his face was scarred and, you know, like the left side of his body was scarred. But in the movie, they went all out, like burnt off.
Yeah, because in the original, if you saw, hey, let's tie it back into sequels. The sequel to Batman Returns, which was the Batman and Forever.
Batman and Robin.
No, Batman and Robin was the sequel.
Yeah, Batman Forever.
And it was the first movie that Joel Schumacher did. Great director, terrible set of movies.
I hated those two movies so much.
Well, I hated Tommy Lee Jones as Two-Face because Tommy Lee Jones is an amazing actor.
Credit card.
Well, the thing about Tommy Lee Jones is he is not a method actor. He is a character actor.
He's not the Joker. Was my biggest problem with it. It's like, why are you portraying Two-Face? Well, no, but the Two-Face was the Joker. He's giggling. He's saying crazy things. And
but Jim Carrey is the Riddler.
Well, that movie you had, it's like Joel Schumacher said, what made Batman work? Joker. Give me two Jokers. Give me as many Jokers as possible.
Yeah, that's, like, the two combined were probably, like, two halves of Joker.
It was too much. It was too obnoxious. But Tommy Lee Jones, he did have the, from what the original comic book was.
Yeah, he had the scars.
He had the scars from the acid from the court trial.
Right.
Whereas this one, like you said, they burned off his face completely. And as gruesome as it was, he probably wouldn't have lived very long with those kind of... He sure as shit wouldn't have gotten up a day later and exacted his revenge on everybody.
No.
Everything I understand about burn victims is that they suffer for a long time.
Well...
There's a lot of questions.
It's like first few days wouldn't be so bad for burn, like a severe burn like that, because the nerve endings are still dead.
Yeah, you don't feel it at first.
Right, but, I mean, what he did feel would be, because he did, like, wake up in a tremendous amount of pain, and didn't he, like, refuse painkillers?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, so you know through that.
He wanted it as a reminder of what happened.
Like, oh, ochre.
Oh, does he not have a mirror?
Well, that's the first thing he sees is the mirror.
Yeah. Yeah, so you ain't hiding that with Noxzema. You ain't gonna fix that up, you know. Noxzema, by the way, does not. It should never be used as a base for makeup. It's clearly for cleaning the skin. I apologize to any young girls that will now try to use. There's no girls listening to this.
That's pretty true.
Just Lindsay.
Except Lindsay, yeah.
I think Krista's listened to an episode or two.
I don't think Krista or CJ have ever listened to a single episode of this. CJ, I know for sure, because if he had, he would know that I plug your show every show.
That's really true.
I feel like Krista might listen to this one because we open up with making fun of Nate so often.
I think the only person from your show that listens to our show is you.
That's...
Okay, I listen to the
that
show.
That's true. Well, you think,
I'm part of Penitent.
Yeah, you're part of Penitent.
Hayden's a member.
Hey, so sequels.
Going back.
Let's go. Sorry, yeah. Ethan. We can't talk about that right now.
On the Batman sequels.
Okay.
Like the Dark Knight trilogy. Bat nipples.
Sorry. Go ahead.
Hate those movies.
Let's go over just real quick before you make that point. Let's talk about the five best things from the Joel Schumacher Batman films. Bat nipples. The Bat credit card. Gratuitous ass shots when they put their costumes on.
George Clooney
phoning it in. He had a cell phone in his suit so he could phone it. And Alicia Silverstone. That actually was pretty good.
Now what's your
point?
The Dark Knight trilogy was so much open, like so much unanswered questions.
Well, and just in general, like the Dark Knight trilogy, the third movie was extremely rushed.
Yeah.
Because the original script, like the original writing, included Joker in the third movie.
Yeah.
So they obviously had to scrap that because they weren't going to get anyone that could perform the same way Heath Ledger did.
Which I always heard Jake Gyllenhaal. And I thought that'd be a great idea, Jake Gyllenhaal. He's a great actor. He was with, started with Heath Ledger in Brokeback Mountain. You know, they're both good actors. Are you making a grimace at me? It's too dark. I can't tell.
That'd been awkward holding a gun to his sister's head.
A little bit.
What?
Maggie Gyllenhaal.
Oh, that's right. I like to forget that she was in it because I thought she was a poor replacement for
Katie Holmes.
Katie Holmes, yeah. And I don't even like Katie Holmes that much as an actress, but, you know.
Like one of the biggest questions that was left unanswered, like, okay, why would you just leave this open like that? Dark Knight Returns, or Dark Knight Rises, I should say. He's in the prison. He climbs out. Flash forward, he's in Gotham.
Are you talking about all the plot holes in general from that movie?
Yeah, I mean that's actually like the biggest one that I always had with it.
How did he get back to Gotham?
Because there were a lot of problems, but that was the biggest one.
Yeah.
He gets out of a hole in the middle of nowhere, and he makes it back to Gotham in a day
because he's motherfucking
and his
Batman.
Assets have been frozen.
But Ethan,
he has no money.
He had no money unless he's out there hitchhiking.
The bridges are covered by the military. If you try to cross them, you are shot.
Well, right. Also,
how the hell?
Also, when you're talking about plot holes in that movie, the ending where he gets away. I don't give a fuck how Batman he is. You don't get away from a bomb that quickly of that magnitude die.
He didn't get away from the autopilot had been fixed.
Yeah, but he was still in the. Wasn't he in it?
No,
and
he
ejected,
left it.
Wasn't he?
Like immediately.
Really? Because I seem to remember him still being in it, looking down at like the numbers and stuff. I'm gonna have to go back and rewatch it now.
Wait, because when they're going through it, they see that the autopilot had been fixed, and that was the problem.
I remember them saying that, yeah.
So I mean, he was in it for a little while, but it's heavily implied that he ejected it.
Now, was this a nuclear bomb? I forget.
Yes.
Was it a nuke?
I think so. Yeah.
Okay, so him blowing that up.
Well, it wasn't. Yeah, it wasn't a nuke, but it was. It was supposed to have the strength of that because it was used with a basically something to do a perpetual motion device or whatever.
How many people do you think it killed?
Nuclear.
That it killed?
Yeah, not from impact, but from years of pollution and poison sea.
Oh, God.
Well, it was supposed to go out like a couple of miles or something like that, which is...
What they said, it was like a 20-mile blast radius?
I didn't like the movie. I'm just going to say it right now.
It's not that I didn't like The Dark Knight.
Honestly, I would have enjoyed it a whole lot more had they not ruined Bane again.
He was great up until the end.
Up until the end when you find out he's another goddamn puppet.
Yeah, spoiler alert, Jordan, because I know you've never seen it. You don't know who Bane is. He probably doesn't even know who Batman is. Was he playing for the Cardinals?
Oh, my. So much rage.
Anyway. It's one of those nights. Tanner, here's a movie series that has way too many sequels that you're a fan of, Friday the 13th.
Easy.
I'm sorry. Did I open up a wound there?
I thought you were going to say A Land Before Time.
God damn. How many are they up to? I think they're still making them.
They are.
Like 14, something like that.
Yeah, that was actually something we covered on the first or second episode of Penitent Nerd.
The like Land Before Time sequels? Time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because they were talking to, I think it was like milking franchises is what the topic was.
Maybe that should be the Tana Thursday, the milking franchise.
Because yeah. they are still,
Tanner.
Do you have nipples? I have nipples. Can you milk me?
Oh. My asshole's this big.
Right, speaking of bad sequels.
Yes.
Because, yeah, I don't know if you guys ever saw Meet the Fockers, but.
I've seen the first one.
I've never even seen the first one.
Meet the Parents was actually pretty entertaining. Like, I enjoyed Meet the Parents. Movie. Meet the Fockers was awful.
How many sequels did that movie get?
Three.
Meet the Parents. Three?
It got, well, there's one after Meet the Fockers, Meet the Family or something.
Well, something like that.
Or no, Meet the Family was the first. No, well, Meet the Parents was the first one.
Meet the Fockers.
And then, like, they had something with, they were meeting, like, kids. Like, it was after they had their kids or something. But I don't think that had Little Fockers. But that didn't have Ben Stiller in it, did it?
Yeah.
Did it?
Yeah.
His character's name was Gaylord Focker.
Yep.
That's the joke.
Like, I remember when I was, or where I was when I first heard of Meet the Fockers. I was just kind of chilling out in my cousin's room, or in my cousin's house, and she walked up to me. She's like, hey, you know, you want to watch this movie? It's really explicit. We were both like, 12 at the time, so anything.
So for 12, Meet the Fockers was explicit.
Yeah. So we were like, I was like, what? She's like, it's called Meet the Fockers. And I just looked at her. I'm like, you fucking serious? That's lame.
You should have said, are you fucking serious?
Now, another, well, most people probably don't consider this a sequel to Meet the Parents, but, Meet the Black Parents, starring Bernie Mac. Did anybody ever see that one?
Yeah. That's not real.
No, it's it wasn't called Meet the Black Parents.
Are you talking about
actually the same idea?
But it was the exact same plot.
You're talking about that remake,
featuring
right?
Tyler
with Ashton
Perry.
Kutcher.
Well, it wasn't a remake, but that's it had Ashton Kutcher.
No, 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 no. The one he's talking about it had Ashton.
Yeah, it had Ashton Kutcher.
It was called Guess Who's Coming to Dinner. It's a remake of a Sidney Poitier film.
Is it really?
Yeah. Yeah. Tanner, look it up real quick. But yeah, that's an old film. And in the original, it was,
Guess Who.
But it's a remake of Guess Who's Coming to Dinner starring, and I'm pretty sure it was Sidney Poitier, and I hope I'm not messing that up, but it was reversed in that movie where, it was him who was a black actor and he went home to meet the white parents. Well, in the remake, they had, Ashton Kutcher
meeting the black parents.
With
Bernie Mac.
See, the humor of it comes from the fact that he's white and they're black.
And the radio scene, Ebony and Ivory and all the, it was fun.
That's what you call high class humor right there.
Yeah.
The sequels have high class humor. Sequels in general are really good. If you've ever watched a Disney sequel, you know.
Scary Movie sequels, it just gets better.
How do they keep getting financing?
I'm kidding.
Oh God, I thought you were being serious.
Well, not just, Ethan's been ejected from the show.
Fired from another one.
Janet's just picking on everyone tonight.
Well, I'm going to pick on Scary Movie for a second.
Scary Movie 2 was the best.
Movie 1 and 2 were good because they were done by the Wayans brothers. Past that, I don't remember the two guys' names. The same two guys that do Date Movie, Epic Movie,
Love Movie,
superhero movie.
Movie
yeah,
120.
Terrible.
Oh, they also did a Hunger Games one recently.
Starving Games. Yeah.
How did they just did a Fast and Furious one?
Because they're making money on these.
They are in America.
Because the budget is so low.
And they get the worst possible actors.
Right.
They don't write new material. They just take movies that have been established and they
make fun of them.
They make fun of them and they change a couple of jokes around, but they're not even writing new jokes. They're just taking scenes that already exist. And they say it's in the same vein as, you know,
Don't you say it.
What was I going to say?
Spaceballs.
No, actually, Spaceballs, but I was thinking more of the Naked Gun, Airplane. Movies that are like slapstick, funny, crazy, but they're actually funny and they have their own thing. Yeah.
Like,
they didn't just take a movie.
It's not
an
obvious ripoff of anything else.
Yeah. If you want to compare Spaceballs to Epic Movie, I will slap the McShit out of you.
The McShit.
just saying.
I've seen the picture that you.
Yeah, I mean, Spaceballs is an incredible movie. Mel Brooks is a genius.
Not his best, though.
No. Blazing Saddles is my favorite.
Blazing Saddles
by far.
Is amazing.
Yeah.
Young Frankenstein.
Young Frankenstein is awesome.
It's fantastic.
And you know what they never
Robin
did?
Robin Hood, Men in Tights.
Amazing.
You know what Mel Brooks never did?
What's that?
Make a sequel to History of the World.
Or any of his movies.
Well, because there was History of the World Part 1.
But never History of the World Part 2.
There wasn't, and that was just because the first one was apparently so offensive that he wasn't allowed to make a sequel.
Have you ever seen
History of the World Part 1?
I've seen most Mel
Brooks
movies.
It is really, really offensive.
But it's so great.
It really is. My favorite scene is the Ten Commandments scene.
Oh, boy.
We
have 15! 10!
I love that scene so much.
They come up to the river, they're trying to get away. Oh, the river's blocking us. We can't go get through. There's no bridge. They look up, there's Moses like this on a rock. they get through, and he looks back, he starts cussing. There's a guy sticking him up, robbing him.
Yeah, the movie is fantastic, but yes, very offensive.
Wasn't that movie?
Well, most of his movies.
Was that
are.
The one with Jack Black?
No.
Did you just ask if Jack? No. You know what? No. No. No.
Wait. Year one.
No.
No. That's what I was thinking.
Okay. Look, I need you to, however
Turn
you watch movies.
Off. Oh, sorry.
No. Just look up Mel Brooks and just watch all of his movies.
He's a genius.
Because I can't think of a movie of his that I didn't enjoy.
And to be fair, Year One I thought was a pretty good movie. It was directed by Harold Ramis. And I'm a big Harold Ramis fan. Apparently, it's the movie that almost killed Ghostbusters 3 because he had a couple of writers that did it from The Office, I think. And he pitched them to the company saying, oh, these guys are going to write Ghostbusters 3. Year one came out. Everybody went, boo.
Well, yeah. I mean, did you see year one?
I thought it was pretty good. Yeah.
I've seen worse.
I've definitely seen worse. Plus, it had David Cross as Cain from Cain and Abel. Yeah. And that's always hilarious. But I want to say Blazing Saddles, going back to Mel Brooks for a second. Tanner, did you go to Shawnee?
For a little while, yeah.
Did you? Oh, shit. I don't remember his name, but it was the history teacher. And I'm going to get flack from some of my Shawnee friends for this. But he said that Blazing Saddles was the only movie he's ever walked out on. And I said, are you fucking kidding me? That movie is incredible. He said he couldn't stand the racism. And I was like, but they're making fun of the racism.
Yeah, that's whenever somebody says it's a racist movie. It's like, you clearly don't get the joke.
You didn't get the point of the movie.
Yeah.
It's not racist, it's a parody.
It's like when we were saying faggot every 3 seconds on the last show. We were making fun of people that say faggot every 3 seconds.
Indeed. Faggots.
Shut up, faggot.
Okay.
Okay. Easy, gentlemen.
Go. You're OP.
Easy.
Now, an OP's a faggot.
This is Tanner Thursday. We don't
stick say that word on the show. Okay.
Gotcha.
Well, Tanner, you wanted to talk about the worst sequels.
Yes.
So, I've got one. Sorry,
go ahead. You go ahead. I've got a full list.
Wait, what did you say, Lindsay? Jurassic Park 2 wasn't that bad. Only bad part about the second one was the black child that spun kicked the Velociraptor out of the window. I always thought
we're talking about bad Jurassic Park movies. I personally hated the third one.
The third one took it back kind of to the origins for me. Like, not really origins, but like back to where it started.
I didn't like the third one at all.
I am of the belief that Jurassic Park, the first movie started, and if you guys can't see it at home, I've got my hand up high. It started up here, and then it was a downhill trend for 2 and 3, but 3 had my favorite part of any Jurassic Park movie. Lindsay knows it. It's the part where they're looking through the fog, and that fucking pterodactyl walks through like he's big shit, like he's Big Daddy Kane.
I will agree that scene was awesome, because I know the scene you're talking about.
Yeah, and it was scary. Now, it was legitimately terrifying.
How do you think Jurassic World's going to be?
I have...
CG'd the fuck away from my interest?
I have... two words to describe, to just give you an idea what the movie's going to be like.
Suck it! No, okay.
Battle Raptors.
You're going to tell me you're laughing?
I'm excited about it.
I'm going to say, because I'm really excited about it. I mean, like, plus Chris Pratt.
Chris Pratt just driving through
on a battle raptor. How can you not be excited about that? Okay,
so close to a dinosaur laser fight.
They need to
put what happened.
you're describing the movie, the game Dino Wars, and I want that game to come back. It's for Nintendo.
Okay, so worst sequel ever.
I want to field his question real quick.
Sorry.
What do I think Jurassic World's going to be like?
Yeah.
I think it's going to be a green screen. And that scares me.
Yeah.
Because one of my favorite parts of the original Jurassic Park movie was that a lot of it was animatronic. Mm-hmm. The T-Rex was animatronic.
Now, T-Rex was awesome.
The raptors were animatronic. Whenever you do all CG, it looks more fluid, but it also looks fake as shit. We talked about that in a couple shows.
To be fair, CG has come a long way.
That's true.
Like, have you seen Avengers yet?
No.
God damn it.
I'll get
why?
To
why.
I thought you were going
There's
to.
There's so much stuff I want to talk about.
I'd rather
about
see Mad
hands.
Max.
Because like Avengers 2, like that's an example of an awesome sequel.
Yeah.
It's not better than the first.
For the simple reason that Joss Whedon was there the entire time.
Yeah. I still liked the first one better, but the sequel was amazing.
Yeah.
I haven't seen the first one, but I really like the sequel.
Oh, son of a bitch.
How have you not seen the first Avengers? That's worse than me.
Yeah.
What, Tanner? Who do we have here at the table? What is happening?
Hi, Tanner.
I didn't come to your show.
Tanner. Tanner. My asshole's this big.
Not back to that.
But anyway, moving back. Yeah, like, and Guardians of the Galaxy. You still haven't seen Guardians of the Galaxy.
Damn
it. God
hey,
damn
there's
it.
No sequel to that.
There's not a sequel. Yeah.
Unless you count it as a sequel to Howard the Duck, maybe?
Not even a little bit. But I was going to point out, like, how good the CG was in Guardians of the Galaxy.
Well, yeah, I mean, Star Wars had great CG, but it still took me out of it. You know,
well,
it's
Star
like,
Wars, like, in comparison to some of these newer
Guardians.
Movies, in comparison to some of these newer movies, the Star Wars CG is garbage.
Yeah.
It still looks great. It's just,
it doesn't like,
too much CG. You, like, okay, if you're watching some movies, you can't tell the difference between CG and reality. It, they blend it in so well. But in a movie like Star Wars or Avengers, or Jurassic World, you know there's no real dinosaurs there. And you know they don't move like that if they're animatronic. And that just takes me out of a film. I'm a practical guy. I prefer practical effects.
I don't, they've just gotten so much better at like applying physics, applying motion tracking.
Well, it's true. And we'll see. I'm definitely going to be there on opening fucking night. You know.
Let me, for what?
For Jurassic World.
Oh.
Or is
for,
it?
Jurassic World.
Yeah. All right. Just give you an example of how
Jurassic
like, the
World.
CGI for Guardians. Rocket Raccoon looks as if they took a raccoon and just CG the mouth moving to make it look like it was talking.
Yeah, honestly.
Are you trying to tell me that wasn't a real raccoon?
Son of a bitch.
Like, I actually, there were a couple of points in the movie where I had to remind myself
that
wasn't a real raccoon.
That like, is not a tree.
Yeah, because, yeah, exactly. Because, like, the way the hair, like, the individual hairs on Rocket's
so
body moved. Like, there's so much.
But he
detail
didn't have his accent.
It.
That kind of disappointed me.
Eh.
Yeah, but
I do have.
I thought it was a pretty good Rocket Raccoon.
Wait, let's before you mention the worst sequels of all time. I'm looking at your oh god damn.
That's
wait,
my number
wait,
one.
No. That's not a sequel.
No, that's
a remake.
No, not this one. This is part three.
We'll get to that in a second.
It's horrible.
No, I forgot what I was going to talk about. Let's get to it now.
My number one most hated sequel of all time.
This is the one with Renee Zellweger and Matthew McConaughey, right?
Texas
Are you sure
Chainsaw
that's
Massacre Next Generation?
It's pretty bad. It's pretty bad.
Where this movie ends off is where the newest one picks up, Texas Chainsaw.
But yeah, it's really bad. I've actually
it's
seen it. It's
because it was the first like the it's the
it'd be the third or fourth.
Yeah, the third one of the most recent remakes, right?
No.
This isn't
so
a remake.
Are you talking about the original?
Yeah. So there was the first Texas Chainsaw Massacre by Tobe Hooper.
Yeah.
And then there was part two, which was called Leatherface, wasn't it?
No, it was just Texas Chainsaw Massacre 2.
Was it? And
three.
There wasn't a three? It went right to Next Generation?
I think so.
I could have sworn there was a three, but I might be wrong. But yeah, three actually launched the careers of Matthew McConaughey and Renee Zellweger, and it's a bad movie by all stretches of the imagination. But that's your worst? You think that's the absolute worst sequel of all time?
You've seen it. You know it's bad. It's one of the worst.
I have seen it.
Now we have to define like the worst sequel. Like, is
yeah,
this
through genre?
Because, what I mean by that question, like, is it the so much worse than its predecessor? Is it just a bad all-around movie?
Right, and we also, I think we need to disqualify some movies that are so obviously bad. Like, of course, Return of the Killer Tomatoes is going to be bad.
The Room.
Well, that's not a sequel.
I want
the extra Sharknado movies.
They'll never make one.
Yeah, the Sharknado movies.
Sharknado.
Yeah.
But
Jaws 2.
Birdemic 2. Yeah.
Yeah, basically like any sequel to a B movie.
Yeah, should probably.
I feel like we shouldn't be, we shouldn't count.
Wait.
What about
Thanksgiving 2 and 1?
VHS 2.
Far superior to the first one.
Yes.
Yeah.
Now I'm not going to talk about Viral.
Far inferior to the first two.
Yeah. I still liked Viral.
I liked Viral too. I thought
you got
it was
opening?
Good.
You what?
You got an opening on your show?
No, he said it was inferior.
I thought he said
Viral was inferior, but it's,
yeah, no,
but
he
still
inferior.
Enjoyed it.
No, he made it with the joke because he was like vastly inferior to the first two.
And no, they don't have a spot open on their show. You son of a bitch! In fact, Krista's back now, so I don't even get to appear this Sunday.
Aww.
So that's fine.
I haven't appeared for like how many shows?
So speaking of sequels, You know, in my opinion, one of the most disappointing sequels of all time. Since you're going to throw that one out, I'll throw this one out because I loved the movie so much, the first one, and the second one was so bad. Chronicles of Riddick, compared to Pitch Black, was god-awful.
If you compare it to Pitch Black, I could see it. But Chronicles of Riddick, I actually really liked as a popcorn action movie.
It was so, like, they tried to make it so epic, and it didn't work for me. I preferred the intimate feel of Pitch Black, which they went back to with the third movie, which was what? It was just called Riddick, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was just called Riddick, and I still have yet to see it.
See, that's one of those movies that, like, it actually goes the opposite way from most sequels. Whereas most sequels, it's the first movie's good, second one's best, third one's worst. That one actually went best, worst, good.
Well, see, I mean, the phrase sophomore slump exists for a reason. Mostly applied to music, but it also applies to movies a lot, too.
But not Star Wars.
Well, no. Clearly, Star Wars is the exception.
What about Lord of the Rings? Two Towers was better than Fellowship of the
Well, I mean, like, the Lord of the Rings trilogy was effectively a medieval copy of Star Wars.
Yeah. Oh, well, you're going to piss a lot of people off with that one. Oh!
I like Lord of the Rings.
Courtesy of Jesse Kimball at MetaNerd.SuckThisDick.
Uh-oh.
I cannot get my wife to sit down and watch Lord of the Rings.
It took me forever to get her to watch them, yeah.
Like, they are really good movies.
They're
and, like,
really long.
They are really long.
It literally and takes a whole
so
day
good,
to watch
though.
I mean, like, I love the lore. I love all the Tolkien lore. I love the Lord of the Rings series. But, like, the way they played those three movies out, yeah, it just...
And Star Wars is better.
Yeah.
I said it. I'll say it again.
I'll agree with it.
Hey, you know another disappointing sequel, Tanner?
What's that?
Alien Resurrection.
Yep.
Anything after Alien.
Well, Aliens.
Oh, you better back the fuck up.
Aliens was good.
He's saying everyone says Aliens is the best. It follows that pattern.
I'll actually say that
movie.
I liked Aliens more than Alien.
I think I would agree with that because Alien was a really good haunted house movie where the ghost was a giant monster that could rip your face off.
Right. And the haunted house was
a spaceship
in space. Ooh, yeah,
a spaceship in space. Thank you for clarifying that.
You're welcome.
I mean, you have spaceships not in space.
Then they're worthless. They're not doing their job.
You know? Yeah, they're just floating
like,
there.
Being I had one job.
Yeah. It's like, hey, I bought a boat. Where is it? My garage? It's not doing its job.
Anyway, now in that same vein, Predator.
Predator 2. Okay, no. Back up. Predator 2 was a great movie.
I like that I didn't have to say a word.
No.
I just said Predator.
Predator 2 gets a lot of flack because it's so different from the first one. Because they went from the jungle with where it's like war.
They went to the concrete jungle.
Then to the concrete jungle with gang warfare, which I thought worked really well. Plus, it's got black guy.
Danny Glover.
Danny Glover.
There you go.
I was waiting on him. I'm like, yeah. Please get it.
And
oh, shit.
I was just going to see how long it was going to take.
Danny Glover, Gary Busey, and Brian
I forgot Gary Paxton. Busey was in that movie.
And it was a good movie. Was it as good as the first one? No, because the first Predator is one of the greatest films of all time.
It was really good. And I mean, that's what I'm saying. Like, it's the same thing with Aliens. Like, Alien was really good. Aliens was better.
It was different.
So, I mean, this is like... Slightly, you know, and yeah, same thing. It's different.
Yeah.
Like Aliens was a different movie that I enjoyed more.
Yeah, because it was like, more of an action film.
Right. And Predator 1 versus Predator 2, Predator 1 was a different movie and I enjoyed it more.
Predator 1 was straight up action film. Predator 2 was like a cop drama with the Predator.
Right.
Tanner, you've been looking like you got something to say for a while.
Alien versus Predator.
Ooh. Was not as bad as everyone says it was.
Wasn't as good as
In fact, James Cameron went on record as saying that he thought Alien versus Predator was as good as his film, Aliens.
The first one.
The second one was rated R, at least.
Yeah.
It had the Pred Alien. I still have that figure on my wall.
I believe that.
It's true.
Yeah.
It's damn true. What about Terminator? Terminator 2, far superior.
Oh, yeah. Terminator 2 is amazing.
Yeah.
Terminator 3, not so much.
I like Terminator 3. It's Salvation that fell apart for me. Salvation was god-awful.
Salvation was pretty bad.
I can't say that.
I actually enjoy Salvation.
Salvation was another, like...
Jesse,
do
you have
good...
an opening on your show?
Salvation was like a decent, that was another one. It was a decent popcorn movie.
Yeah.
And you know, if you're wanting to watch like, you know, Terminators fighting and blowing shit up, but like Terminator 1 and Terminator 2 were just so enjoyable.
Yeah. And
particularly Terminator 2.
And then Terminator 3, even though it's not as good as the first two at all, it still kept its practical effects, which I really enjoyed. And then Salvation is when they went to, Arnold was still. It was still Arnold.
Oh, you're right. Arnold. Yeah. I'm thinking of Salvation.
It was Salvation.
Young Arnold.
But yeah, the only good part about Salvation was young Arnold. Yeah.
That so wasn't like, the only good part, but that was definitely the best part.
Or, Ethan, have you seen Terminator?
Yes, I have.
All of them?
Not all of them. I've seen Terminator 1 and 2.
So you've seen the good ones, at least.
Yes.
Yeah.
I wanted to talk about the Transformers series, the Michael Bay one specifically. And I remember liking the first one.
It was a good movie.
Enjoying the second one.
Terrible film.
Terrible movie.
I haven't watched it in like...
I thought you said the second one was great for a minute. I was like, you can never be on my show. Sorry, Ethan, go ahead.
I didn't see the third one. I hated the fourth.
I think the fourth one did things right
in some areas, but as a whole, it completely...
I've got to remember if I've seen the fourth one.
It was the Dino ones with Mark Wahlberg. Marky Mark.
Yes.
I have not seen the fourth one.
I have not seen the fourth one either.
I thought it was great.
I thought the third one was the best one.
Yeah.
Dark of the Moon was my favorite one.
My favorite part in that movie was where Optimus Prime just like flips shit.
Yeah, he just murders everybody. I still love that part where Megatron. I keep saying Metatron, but that's fucking religious. Megatron tells Optimus, you know, what would you do without me? And Optimus says, let's find out, and just fucking destroys him. Like, holy shit, Optimus.
Damn, yeah, Optimus goes nuts in that movie, and it's awesome.
Bitch right there. And let's not talk about Age of Extinction, because I don't understand. I've still not seen it. I don't understand it.
Oh, it was a great movie. I really thought so.
Two upcoming sequels I'm super excited about. I want to get your thoughts on.
Right.
Terminator Genisys.
I was actually about to ask about that one.
Yeah.
Let me point this out. When I first watched Terminator 3, the first word out of my mouth was, fuck Schwarzenegger, you're getting way too old to be doing this.
No.
All of a sudden, now that this comes out, I'm like, fuck.
Well, I mean, to be fair, this is going to be a whole lot of CG Arnold.
Yeah.
Well, it's actually got full-on Arnold in the movie, but it makes sense.
They're playing to his age. They're playing the story to his age.
Right, yeah. They are. But, like, the other, like, you're still going to get a lot of CG Arnold because...
I think he's only in it briefly.
Himself. Right.
Yeah, I think, because he fights young Arnold.
Yeah.
But because he says, I've been waiting for you.
Yeah.
That was an awful Arnold impersonation.
That was rough.
That was bad.
Take a dump on my chest.
Well, you just took that in a really weird direction.
But they have old Arnold fight young Arnold. And, there's a CG Arnold. He looks pretty good, but old Arnold looks like Schwarzenegger's gotten back in shape. He looks older, of course. He's 60 now.
I think he had to simply for,
he got lazy when he was governor. Animals.
I was like, is he still did you see?
No, he's an actor now. That's why he didn't act for so long. Oh,
what is that movie where he plays like a small town cop?
Last Stand.
That was great.
Movie. That was his first movie back, I think.
I enjoyed that.
He couldn't be in movies when he was governor. Some rule because, you know, you're in politics, you can't be
Probably didn't have time, honestly.
Well, that too, yeah.
He did the first Expendables.
But it was a cameo and he was uncredited. Oh, okay. And he didn't get paid for it, from what I understand.
Lame.
He just showed up and said, yo.
So Terminator Genisys is super, super, super awesome. And the other one, I can't remember because we talk too much. Give me a second. Talk amongst yourselves.
I feel like they should release...
Oh, I just remembered. Shut up, Ethan.
Aw.
Ninja Turtles 2.
Uh-oh. Oh, yeah.
I know where he's about to go with this.
The more they've shown, honestly, like the more excited I'm getting.
I'm super excited.
The Bebop and Rocksteady.
Casey Jones.
Casey Jones looked awesome.
My question for you is, how do you feel about the selection for the actor for Casey Jones?
Stephen Amell?
Stephen Anel?
Because it's Green Arrow, isn't it? Yeah. Like who they got for you? Yeah.
Like the one picture I've seen of him, it's Casey Jones with his hockey mask on.
He just has short hair. Yeah, that's what everybody's pissed off about. But I think he'll do a good job. He's a big wrestling fan. I like him.
I mean, like the long hair thing didn't make it, like made more sense at the time. It doesn't make as much sense anymore. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because like how many people do you see nowadays with really long hair like that?
Not me.
Not anymore.
Even then, like, your hair wasn't as long as Casey Jones.
No, but Casey Jones in the original movie was played by Elias Koteas, and I love Elias Koteas, one of my favorite actors. I thought he did such a good job. I don't see how this guy is going to match the wit and charm of the original
Casey
Jones.
I'm pretty used to seeing
him as Oliver
Queen, dry humor.
I should, because everybody tells me I need to watch it.
Yeah, well, I mean, it is great, but yeah, no, him as Oliver Queen is just basically like this cocky douche.
That's pretty much Casey Jones.
But he doesn't talk as much.
He doesn't have the character as.
Yeah, he's not a smartass. He's just a cocky douche.
No.
It's one of those things like, I can beat you. I will beat you.
Are we talking about Casey Jones or Arrow?
Arrow. I'm talking about it. Him as
it's
Oliver Queen.
It's how he carries himself.
Yeah. Yeah, it's how he carries himself as Oliver Queen, which makes sense to the character. And I don't like. It'll be interesting to see if he can change it up for the Turtles movie.
He won't have to change it much, thankfully. Do you have a list of
snarky?
Like,
that's the word I was looking for.
Do you have a list of like the worst sequels pulled up?
Yeah.
All right, give me the top 10. This is according to IMDb, right?
Yeah.
All right, name off the top 10, and then we're gonna say yay or nay on it.
Yeah, okay. Let's see here. I'm gonna start with 10.
Ethan, how big's your asshole?
This big.
Awesome. You could fit a truck in there.
We'll see if my this
asshole's
sequel.
That big?
Uh-oh. We'll see if the sequel I think is the worst sequel of all time.
I can't
be on
listen
that.
To this okay. show. Too much asshole talk.
According to Internet Movie Database, number 10 is The Fly 2.
Oh, with Eric Stoltz?
Yes.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Not that good.
Did not see it.
But the first one had Jeff Goldblum.
That's how bad
That's
it
unfair.
Is. Yeah. Well, we're not talking about original.
I'm just saying sequels. You can't beat Jeff Goldblum.
Jeff Goldblum is pretty awesome.
Cars 2.
Fucking Cars. Fuck that fucking movie.
I hate
God.
It.
Let me tell you a story about that movie.
Hold on, real quick. Cars was not meant for our audience. It was very clearly meant for younger
yeah,
kids.
Yeah, but I enjoyed it.
Clearly meant for it, but simpletons like Tanner and Lindsay and her friends make me have to go watch. Oh, God.
I agree that it's awful. My friends would disagree with you, but it was awful.
Yeah, so the reason I had to go watch it was because we were in Pennsylvania, and her friend Haley, it was her birthday. She wanted to go see Cars 2. Ariel's birthday, whatever. It's one of the girls, whatever. No one cares. They don't know them. we went to go see it, and the whole time, I have never been as pissed off in a movie as I was during that movie. I was sitting in the corner, slouching, and I don't want to be a dick, but the whole time I'm thinking, like, fuck this movie, fuck this movie, fuck Larry the Cable Guy. How the fuck do cars make couches? Why do they need the fucking couches in the first place?
How do the cars make anything?
That's
They're cars.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's the thing. Like, my nephew, who's 4, will argue with you until he is blue in the face that Cars is the greatest movie franchise to ever grace this earth.
The first one
the
is
first
good.
The first one was good.
I legitimately like the first
one.
The second
one is so dumbed down.
Second one.
And then they made a third
why
one,
Why did
right?
they?
No.
They well, better
they
not.
Planes. They made
Planes.
Well,
Planes
but
is not.
It's
no.
not Pixar.
Spiritual successor,
and
I guess.
Disney made Planes independently of Pixar.
Oh, okay.
And then Planes got a sequel, Planes,
Fire
and
Rescue. Yeah. Fuck yeah. off.
My nephew does not like Planes as much as he did Cars.
I think the only reason Cars 2 sucks so bad is because Mater.
It focused on Larry the Cable Guy.
Yeah.
Plus, it's a stupid
Well, it's
because
he was the most
movie.
Popular character from the first one.
Why do they have couches?
That's your
I like
only
how you.
No,
for that movie?
Hold on. If you if that pisses spies. You off, you should watch literally any given episode of the TV show.
Of Cars?
Yeah.
I refuse.
What the fuck?
Yeah, they have a TV show. I'm fairly certain it's a TV show.
Tanner, get back to the list before I throw this fucking table.
Number 8, and I think this should be higher on the list, The Exorcist 3.
Never seen it.
I never saw it either. Exorcist 2 was not good.
Two
so.
And 3, and they're horrible. I had this...
Wait, did you just say Exorcist 3 and you said you've never seen it, then you said you
no,
watched
no,
Exorcist
saying,
2 and 3?
No, he said he's never seen
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I said I've
okay.
never seen it.
So I have
I know it's dark,
it
but
either.
Goddamn.
Well, you two look like twins.
Everything
you
made
son of
after
a
the original.
So we're triplets.
The triplets of Belleville. Tanner, go ahead. We're sorry.
The only Exorcist movie that was good was the original. Everything made after, including the prequel, horrible.
I don't even like the original. I know I'm going to get flack for that
like
because,
it's
a classic. It's a classic, but
it's
That's really boring.
Yeah, it is.
You know, it's really boring.
Yeah, honestly, I haven't watched The Exorcist since I was 14.
Yeah.
Or 15.
We should rewatch it sometime. Just like get together and just popcorn movie late at night.
I'd
like
be down
right
for
now.
That because
yeah.
I'd be interested to see like what I think of it now.
Now that you're a little bit more mature.
And then after right. that, we would all just sit around on the TV and play PT.
Yeah, watch the original.
Much scarier.
Version. Don't watch. You'd be watching and all of a sudden it flashes to a dark screen. You see the outline of an old creepy gargoyle statue that wasn't there in the original.
Also, she masturbates with a crucifix.
Yeah, that's
that happens. And she just rocks down the stairs and pees herself.
Oh boy, sexy! The Nate's getting off right now.
Uh
oh. Oh no!
What else you got?
Oh,
Texas Chainsaw.
Walk.
Texas Chainsaw Massacre 2 at number 7.
Oh wow!
Huh.
I could see that.
That had Dennis Hopper though. How could it be bad?
I don't care who it had in it.
Look, there
Texas Chainsaw just it wasn't good.
It was a one and done movie.
I mean, let's look at the cast of Batman Forever.
Oh, Jim Carrey, Tommy Lee Jones, Val Kilmer, Nicole Kidman, Debbie Mazar. Chris O'Donnell, Drew Barrymore, Pat Hingle, Michael Goh. It was a good cast.
And how terrible bad film. Was that movie? Yeah.
That's pretty bad. Okay.
And then you go to Batman and Robin.
Oh,
also a great cast.
Uma Thurman. Oh.
Uma Thurman, Arnold Schwarzenegger. Yeah.
Who got top billing?
Yeah.
He got that same deal Jack Nicholson got for the first Batman. All right, what else you got?
Well, I don't think I can agree with this one. They got number 6, Rocky 2.
Well, I think that's just because that's another movie that didn't need a sequel.
Yeah.
He had his feel-good story. He lost, which made sense. And then in the second one, he comes back and wins. Kind of defeats the purpose of the first movie. Probably
Rocky
not a bad movie.
Rocky 4 really confused me.
Well, see, like the reason I like Rocky 2 is because it sets up my favorite of the Rocky series, Rocky 3.
Jesse, why is the third one your favorite?
Thunderlips.
Goddamn Thunderlips. Hulk Hogan in his greatest role
on
ever.
Top of that, Mr. T, like, Clubber Lang was, like, that Rocky 3 was my
favorite.
3
was good.
I've just been reminded of something.
What's that?
They're making an Expendables 4.
Right. Where Hulk Hogan is in
Hulk
talks.
Hulk Hogan is in talks of being
I heard about that,
yeah.
Yeah,
I'm all right. Excited.
If I get to see Sylvester Stallone kill Hulk Hogan.
Whoa, brother.
Oh,
brother.
I'm starting to cry over here just a little bit.
You better move on with the list, brother.
He'll come back as Thunderlips.
Hulk Hogan the Expendables. Real.
I can't agree with this one either. Number 5, Police Academy 2. I like all
two?
The Police Academies.
Wait, hold on. Okay, hold on. Hold on, internet motherfuckers. You have Police Academy 2 on the top 10 worst sequels, right?
At number five.
You better have the other sequels above it. Because,
yeah, because
Police Academy 2 was so much better than the other
3,
Police Academies.
4.
No, 4 was good. Citizens on Patrol. That's my favorite. 1, 2, and 4 are amazing. But they had Mission to Moscow. They had, Black Guy Does Sound Effects. That's bullshit.
That, they really started to center the movie around that.
They did, yeah.
Because like they were like, everybody likes it, so I guess let's make a movie about it.
My
I
favorite
like it to this day, I ain't gonna lie.
I do too.
My favorite part of the first movie, and it's a little racist, is when what was her name? The black woman, the really soft spoken one. I can't remember her name, but she's doing her driving test, and she accidentally runs over one of the white cop's foot, and he calls her the N-word. And everyone there looks at Hightower, the giant black dude. And they're like, Hightower? No. And he just walks down there and flips the car with the cop in it.
I do remember that.
Oh
yeah.
My God, that's great. All right, what else you got?
I agree with this one wholeheartedly.
Fucking love
Number
Hightower.
4, Tron Legacy.
Oh.
Easy.
That, you're going to hurt Nate's feelings there. Nate will argue that point with you.
It was a great movie, especially for
it
the fans.
It was pretty.
It was very pretty.
First Blu-ray film I ever watched.
Daft Punk. Mm. I like Daft Punk.
Well, not everything.
Yeah,
the
soundtrack
perfect.
Was really good.
The soundtrack was
Oh,
amazing.
My bad.
Like I said, the movie was good, but.
CG Jeff Bridges.
Oh, CG Jeff Bridges was amazing.
So I don't know, man.
I loved, there was so much Jeff Bridges in that movie, and it made me so happy.
There was a significant lack of Tron, which made me sad.
I don't even remember him being,
no,
I know he
no,
was
it
in
wasn't.
It.
He was in that movie a lot.
Well, I know, but
I
like,
it.
Not as Tron.
Yeah, I wanted to see more of Jeff Bridges and less of his son, you know?
I mean, it makes sense that it would be mostly about it. Anyway.
I still wanted to see it.
I like the original movie.
Better. The original movie was great, but, and what was even more fantastic, the night of the opening night for Tron Legacy, there are some people in our group of friends at that time that hadn't seen the original Tron. So, we decided we're going to watch it before the movie. Now, whatever stuff happened and we didn't have time to just watch it normally. So we watched the entirety of the original Tron movie at 1.5 speed.
Oh God.
It was hilarious. It just it makes that movie so good.
I think that makes most movies better.
I think that makes Shannon's remixing
now,
good.
I will agree that Tron Legacy was not a great movie. I definitely like, there's no doubt in my mind it does not belong on a top 10 list of worst sequels of all time.
I agree with that.
Yeah, I
there are so many worse sequels out there.
Yeah.
Oh,
I
yeah.
I think it was an all right movie.
High as
yeah,
it was
a good movie. It just wasn't. Maybe they just mean disappointing compared to the original. I don't know.
Maybe that's what it was.
I mean, I put it maybe in the top 100 worst sequels of all time. I could see Tron Legacy being in there.
Yeah.
I'd even give you top 50 on a really, like, pretentious person's list. But, yeah, I can't do. Yeah. I can't see top 10.
I could see it, like, placing. 80 or 70 to 80 range.
Ethan's 100. Getting really specific.
He really
I see
is.
It as a 74.
Well, I'm just saying.
I can immediately think of 73 worse sequels. Cannot think of any more than 73.
Indeed.
All right, let's move on to the next one.
Right
number 3, The Sting 2, starring Jackie Gleason, Mac Davis, Terry Garr, and Carl Malden.
I cannot say that I've seen that.
It did not have Robert Redford, I believe, was in the first one. And yeah. It's a classic, so I could see why that would be definitely disappointing.
Yeah, but Jackie Gleason, man.
I like Jackie Gleason, but other than that, I really have nothing to say about this one. Let's move on.
Okay, moving on. Number 2, Grown Ups 2.
Oh, fuck that movie.
As a kid, I really liked Grown Ups, and fuck, I even really liked Paul Blart Mall Cop.
Jesus Christ, but I keep forgetting how young Ethan is.
As I grew up.
He's making a point.
Okay, go ahead.
He's gotten older.
It slowly dawned on me, like, holy shit, I hate this.
Yeah, I think King of the Hill said it best when they talked about Sandler movies.
There's so much better Sandler movies in the past.
He stopped making good movies at Waterboy. And I didn't even really like Waterboy, but...
Man, I loved Waterboy.
Waterboy was amazing.
But was it as good as Billy Madison or Happy
absolutely
Gilmore?
Not.
No.
I really
but, I mean, it was...
Nothing will be able to beat Happy Gilmore.
Oh, God. Happy Gilmore and Billy... Like, Happy Gilmore, Billy Madison right there, a little bit below it, and...
One of the greatest movies of all time.
So good. Much fun. I love Happy... I can watch Happy Gilmore just over and over. I can watch it on loop.
Was Billy Madison the one where...
That was the one where he had to go back to school.
Yes, that one. That and every time he graduated, like every week, he would have a party.
Yeah, it was every 2 weeks. Like, he had to go through 2 weeks of school.
Oh, what a
and
beautiful
then...
day.
And the parties would get more elaborate. And like...
I'm not going to say that Happy Madison hasn't made a good movie since Waterboy, because have you seen Grandma's Boy?
I haven't. I've heard
Grandma's
good,
Boy
though.
Was
it's
really
hilarious.
Good. Adam but
Sandler's
it didn't star Adam Sandler.
Oh, yeah. He wasn't even in it, was he?
I don't. He probably had a cameo.
Grandma's Boy was kind of funny.
Here's one thing though that I think you guys may have not noticed. We would rather talk about how good those movies are than talk about Grown Ups 2 at all.
That's how bad.
Indeed.
Because I mean,
oh yeah, that's how this
wasn't even very good.
Right.
Like, I mean, it had moments I've laughed at, but
I ended up seeing that movie in theaters because I was still young and dumb, thinking
you poor bastard.
Adam Sandler could have a good movie again.
Adam Sandler funny. He poop.
And
you
then
know?
Jack and Jill.
Holy shit, Jack and Jill. Oh,
no,
Jesus Christ.
Click wasn't a Happy Madison production, was it?
It was a Sandler film, but no, I don't think.
Yeah, I don't think it was Happy Madison.
You can
always
tell which ones are Happy Madison because it has the same cast. It has the same feel to it. Like it's the
fart
same,
jokes.
Yeah, the same dumb movie. Yeah.
You can do it.
Yeah.
That's in every Happy Madison movie.
Rob Schneider can.
You know what?
Rob Schneider's probably the worst part of Happy Madison productions.
I think Rob Schneider's one of the worst parts of life.
Now, who in Happy Madison productions do you think is worse than Rob Schneider?
The funniest thing Rob Schneider's ever done was be the punchline of a joke that I heard The Rock say once. He was on SNL and he said, "People tell me I look like a handsome Rob Schneider." And that was hilarious. Funniest fucking thing Rob Schneider's ever been attached to. Go on to, oh no, you got another, you,
I was just thinking, I think Adam Sandler was in Grandma's Boy. I think instead of Rob Schneider doing the you can do it joke, it was Adam Sandler.
Because that's actually usually what happens when he's not in the movie.
Yeah, Rob Schneider just like, pops up at the last second, you can do it!
Because like, what
Longest
was the...
Yard.
That was funny in one movie.
Yep.
Yeah, you can do it. What was the movie with... shit. It actually starred Rob Schneider and he swapped places with a teenage girl.
The Hot Chick.
Oh yeah,
Hot Chick.
God damn.
Cause that movie was terrible. But yeah, it had, Adam Sandler did the You Can Dewey thing, and he was a stoner in the magic shop they went to.
Please.
I'm not gonna say every Rob Schneider movie is bad.
What's the next movie on
can
the list?
Can you name one that's good? Other than Deuce Bigelow. No,
damn
doesn't
it.
Count.
Why doesn't count? Why
doesn't
count?
Because it's the one
count.
Funny movie.
Tanner, what's the next
Tanner,
movie
what's the
on
next
the,
one?
Please.
Number one. Drum roll. Cause I think I really Duke,
Duke, Ow, you're hitting me.
Jaws 2.
Ah. Yeah, you mentioned that one earlier.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, real quick, back to Rob Schneider. Wasn't he in...
No!
He was in... Was it Fifth High Element?
Five. What?
No.
No, it was... He was in a... No, it
Dredd.
Was a Total Recall.
No.
No, he was in
he
Judge
was in Dredd.
He was... I know he was in Judge Dredd. He was in something else, too, that...
He wasn't in Total Recall.
He had a more prominent role in. It was another, like, old action movie.
You sure you're not Judge Dredd? Because he was the sidekick.
Yeah, he was with Stallone the entire time.
No, Mr. Man. I'm the Law...
He wasn't that bad in that movie. It could be it. Yeah, he wasn't that bad in that movie. The only thing I didn't like about that movie is that Stallone had the mask off in 5 minutes.
90% of the time.
I just thought of somebody else that's really bad in a lot of Adam Sandler movies.
Adam Sandler?
David Spade.
You know what I love about David Spade?
Oh, God.
Any movie he's in with Chris Farley?
Yes.
I can agree with
both
that.
Both of them.
That's when David Spade was good.
David Spade has one of my favorite jokes of all time, and it's the entire reason that Eddie Murphy never went back to SNL until the 40th anniversary, because they showed up. It was during Spade's, one of his segments on SNL, during the news program, and they show a picture of Eddie Murphy, and David Spade says, "Look, kids, a falling star."
Aww.
Oh, that's rough.
Well, wasn't Eddie
especially
Murphy...
coming from David Spade.
Right. He's the star that never got in the sky.
Right. Well, what's he doing nowadays? Like, what's that really, really shitty show he's on now? He's in a sitcom.
He is on CBS, where comedy goes to die.
Right. Well, it's a sitcom with Patrick.
I said it. You won't go? Is it How I Met Your Mother? No, it's not How I Met Your
Mother. No, he never was in that. It's got Patrick Warburton.
Is it something like, I know what you're talking about. I know exactly what you're talking about. I didn't know if it was still on
was
the
it
air.
Like The Entourage? No, it's not The Entourage. What is?
It's definitely not The Entourage.
What is the name of that show?
What's the premise of it?
It's just like married couple, young couple. It's,
yeah. And, it's like different something.
Good that you have it pinned down for me.
You mean 90% of romantic comedies. Yeah.
It's something about like, cause you have like the married couple, the engaged couple, and the single guy. Rules of engagement.
Is that
what it is? That's it. That's it.
Okay.
Yeah, Rules of Engagement. And god damn, that show is terrible.
It's almost bad as
no amount of Patrick Warburton can save that show.
Oh god.
What? Well,
Joe Dirt 2.
They're making it?
Yeah, they are making it.
Yeah.
Beautiful Loser.
That'll probably top the list of worst sequels of all time when they hit Joe.
I didn't even like.
Speaking of like sequels that never needed to happen and happened way too late when they did, have you guys seen Anchorman 2 yet?
Yes.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it.
What was the point of that movie? It's like strike while the iron's hot, you know?
Yeah,
and
like
it's like Ghostbusters ice cold
2 now.
Ugh. Yeah,
Dumb and Dumber 2,
completely terrible.
Film. I actually still have yet to see it. I refuse.
I've heard it's pretty much the exact same as the first movie, almost like exactly because, same jokes.
I loved the first movie.
First movie was funny. I had that part where he lifts Lauren Holly's dress; she's not wearing underwear.
Huh.
Yeah.
Hey, want to hear the most annoying sound in the world?
And then we play a clip of Nate.
Oh, that's mean.
Or that creation that I made before.
Yes.
Yeah.
It is awesome.
Well, goddamn, guys. I've enjoyed talking to you about sequels. And we actually did talk about sequels more than I thought we were going to.
Yeah.
Because for the longest time, I thought I was just going to be making fun of Nate the whole time.
All right, but I've got to plug this real quick before you try to wrap it up.
Go ahead. What you got?
Ghost Rider 2.
Eh.
I don't understand how
Tron Legacy made it on the list.
Yes. How is Ghost Rider 2 Spirit of Vengeance not on there? It is the worst, probably definitely the worst superhero film I've ever seen. And I've seen Elektra. But Ghost Rider 2 was the worst piece of shit I've ever seen. And I was excited for it because it looked like it was under the Marvel Knights production. Like they flashed it, Marvel Knights, just like the Punisher. And I thought, oh, sweet. So this is going to be a serious take on it. And then he's spinning around in the air and peeing flames.
Yeah.
Fuck that fucking movie.
One thing I did like about it.
And fuck you, Nick Cage.
One thing I liked about the movie is that he got into like this crane or something.
Only good part of the film.
And then
absolutely.
It just like turns into this giant
flaming pinwheel that's just destroying everything.
And then my testosterone was like, yeah!
You grew some hair on your chest there, didn't you, boy?
Except that I didn't, but.
Oh, Lindsay just gave a thumbs up. Tanner's looking at something. Tanner, what you got? One last thing.
I've got the top 10 films according to Time Magazine.
Oh boy.
We're already at an hour, man. All right, let's go through them real quick.
We'll go through quick.
At number 10, Back to the Future 3.
All right, I'll tell you what. You, Sam, and we won't talk about it. We'll just say yay or nay if we agree with it, okay? All right. Go ahead. What is it?
Back to the Future 3 at number 10.
Nay. That does not belong on any list.
D2, The Mighty Ducks.
Nay.
No.
I can't agree with it.
It's not a bad film.
It's really not. Like, I actually, the third one was the only one I didn't
like. Well, this
is
the best films. The best sequels.
Oh, yeah. I thought you saw the worst.
Yeah.
No, the best.
Oh, yeah. That's why I'm saying nay.
Okay.
No, go rewind. Back to the Future. Yay.
Yay on both.
Yeah. Yay on both. Both were great movies.
Yay.
Lord of the Rings, Return of the King at number
8. Nay forever. For fucking eternity. You telling me you could have summoned these ghost warriors to end the entire war for you at any point, and you waited till the very end? Fuck you, Viggo Mortensen.
That's not even the right character. That's not even his name.
Shannon, you're so angry today.
No, it's always
go ahead.
So, Lord of the Rings, Return of the King? Everybody?
Nope. I'm saying nay.
Nah.
It's good, but it's not on the top 10 list.
Star Wars Episode 5, Empire Strikes Back.
Should have been number 1.
It should have been number 1, but you know, I'll agree that it should be on a top 10 list.
Yes.
Now these films are great and could possibly better than the original.
I imagine also Godfather 3 is going to, or Godfather 2 is going
to
be on this
list. I was about to say Godfather 3, but all right, hold on real quick. Let's for the A's and nays, instead of like where it's placed on the list, let's just say whether it belongs in a top 10 list.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sounds fair.
All right, so yay on Empire Strikes Back.
Absolutely. Yep.
Number 6, Aliens.
Yay.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, okay.
Fantastic movie, one of the best.
Yes,
right, we got an ad here, hang on a minute.
Well, while the ad's loading, have we disagreed on any of these so far?
No, I think Tanner, we have. Well, Tanner and his goddamn Lord of the Dicks.
Yeah, Tanner is the only person that's disagreed with the crowd.
What is Tanner Thursdays?
Yep.
You get that ad done yet there, Tanner?
Just about.
Why don't you have ad block?
I do, it's just not working.
Is that Terminator 2?
Terminator 2, Judgment Day.
Oh, my God. Yeah, that blows. I'm playing with my nipples right now.
I can see them.
Mm.
Yay!
Yeah.
That was right in my ear.
Sorry, I saw the picture.
At number four, Bill and Ted's Bogus Adventure.
Fantastic. Great movie. I don't know that I put it in a top 10 list.
Oh, it was classic. It's
but
classic.
It is a classic. Yeah. It is great.
Bonus Journey more than Excellent Adventure.
Yeah. I definitely did.
William Sadler is dead.
Well, hold favorite. On real quick. Bonus Journey.
Bonus Journey. That's the third one that's coming out.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the shit they did. God. Dumb and Dumber 2.
Is back.
Okay. Just want to make sure I've got my Bill and Ted's right. In that one.
They die.
Yeah, they die.
And they have the
and
robot.
If I remember right, there's the
the
evil robot usses. There's also the Energizer Bunny at one point in the movie, like where he's exploring.
Yes.
His own personal hell.
Bunny.
Yeah. Easter Bunny. Okay. I thought it was a Duracell Bunny.
No,
I thought I remember
Easter
having a drum.
I think you're thinking of Die Hard, or no, Naked Gun. For sure there's a part in Naked Gun where the Energizer Bunny comes out and starts hitting the thing.
Yeah.
That might be true. But yeah, okay. So yeah. I definitely agree that it's really good, and maybe it should go in a top 10 list of comedy sequels. So, okay, yeah, I'll give it a yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Number three, The Dark Knight.
Yeah. If I'm gonna give Bill and Ted a top 10 list somewhere, I've gotta give Dark Knight a top 10 list
plus,
for sure.
I mean, they put that on there instead of Dark Knight Rises, so I'm gonna say yes.
I mean, like, the picture they put up is Heath Ledger as a Joker.
Okay, so do me a favor. Take Heath Ledger out of the movie. Still good?
Well, it depends.
Take Joker out. Two-Face is the main villain. He gets scarred and he goes off for revenge. The Joker's plot is gone. It's Two-Face versus Batman. Would it have worked or did Heath Ledger make that movie?
Heath Ledger made that movie.
Yeah, Heath Ledger probably made that movie.
Huh?
Yeah.
Right. Number two, Toy Story 2.
Told you.
Never seen it.
Really? Yeah.
Oh, that's my favorite.
It's good.
It's good.
Wait, how are you engaged to that one and not seen Toy Story 2?
Shut up, Jesse. I'm trying to get laid.
At least he's honest.
I probably have seen it, but I just don't remember it. You know how my memory is.
It has been a long time since I've seen it, but I do really like it.
Yeah, I don't remember it, so I can't say or nay on this one. I'll take your guys' word on it.
Yeah, because that was the collectors find them, right?
Yeah.
That's when they introduced Jesse.
I really liked how they put it in that direction, too.
Yeah, I enjoyed the movie.
I didn't
good.
Get it all that much as a kid, but as an adult, I can totally agree.
As an adult of, 16?
I'm 20.
I'm just messing with you, Ethan. I love you. Go ahead.
Let's go to the next one.
Let's go to the next one.
I collect toys.
The number one.
Are we already up to number one?
Wait, what happened to three and two?
Toy Story 2 was two.
Oh. What was three? We just weren't saying the numbers.
What was three?
Was three. Dark Knight was three. Yeah. We just didn't spend very much time on it.
So it's Godfather 2, right?
Godfather 2.
Yeah,
fantastic. Like, Godfather 2 is an amazing movie.
Oh, good movie. Good movie. Three was awful. But three had De Niro. So, I think maybe two had De Niro, too. I don't know. You know what they're making a sequel to?
What?
Scarface. No, remake. No, you can't make a sequel to the original.
No.
They tried with the video game. Made no sense.
I mean, does it really make sense to make a sequel to Scarface?
Even a remake.
I know, I'm saying.
Just a sequel in
general? Does it make sense to make a sequel to Scarface?
So many of my friends, you know, Tanner, growing up in the same place, so many of my friends idolized Tony Montana and Montana. Yeah.
Yeah.
Inigo Montoya.
No, it's Montana.
You killed my father.
That's a different movie.
But they idolized him. They said, they wore the shirts and I want to be this guy and that. And I'm like, did you watch the end of the movie? Did you stick around before the credits?
I'm going to say probably not.
Probably not. All right. Well, let's try to end this once again, Tanner, unless you found another list.
I'm done.
Okay. Very good. Thank you guys for listening to another exciting Tanner Thursday. Nate, I'm sorry, buddy. I'm sorry for the first 20 minutes of that show.
If somehow you were still paying attention, it was
all fun. Congratulations for one thing.
On what?
On actually
through the beginning of this show.
Yeah, making it through the beginning and then all the way through something that he doesn't give a shit about.
I thought maybe
congratulations that he made it through, because Nate is easily offended to the point of hearing one thing that he's offended by, he will not.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
No, I thought maybe you got a Facebook update and he posted that he got a sucky blowy. He found something. No,
as far as I am aware, that is
not.
I'm going to go home and get a tuggy.
All right.
I hope
I'm
going to
go home and cry myself to sleep because I am lonely.
Yeah, tomorrow I got to get up early because I'm going to be on Real Rock 99.3, The Fix, with our good friend Hunter Hendricks. I'm going to be on his show for once, finally.
Yeah, I wasn't invited.
Well,
neither was I.
You're going to be in Tennessee.
Not in that time.
Not at that time. Yeah, you're going to Tennessee that day. But I'm going to be in the studio tomorrow at 9 a.m., 99.3 with Hunter Hendricks for The Fix. You guys, make sure you listen. I would appreciate it. And then we'll be back in the studio again later that day to record Pro Wrestling Unscripted, again with Hunter Hendricks. And then Sunday we'll be there.
Saturday.
Yeah.
The Man Show.
Well, we post it on Saturday. Oh, fuck, yeah. And then, god damn, this is a busy schedule. And then Saturday, we're going to be at the Man Show in Cape Girardeau with the AC Braze Arena. And we're going to do a live Podzilla 1985 from there. Sunday, we've got Elimination Chamber. And we're going to do the post show after that. So it's going to be a busy week for Podzilla 1985. So, Tanner, go ahead. What you got?
I would also like to announce that Saturday at the Man Show, there may possibly be a slap handed out.
The official, well, it's gotta be, right?
Yeah.
Someone's getting slapped.
You could record it live yourself.
We are.
My friends.
We will have it on the air. I'm gonna hold a microphone up to the loser's face for the slap, and then we're gonna film it too. So whether it's you or Zach Price, someone's getting slapped. The slap bet is gonna be over.
Slap bet's over.
We'll see who gets the McShit slapped out of them. Tanner, down to sir. One slap. Thank you so much for coming in for Tanner Thursday once again. It's always
a good time.
Thank
you for having me.
Ethan and Jesse, thank you for sticking around. Jesse, especially thank you for sticking around because I can't go home otherwise.
You're welcome.
Ethan, I'm indifferent to you.
Hooray!
Yeah. Thank you, Lindsay, for sitting behind me and yelling in my ear when she saw Toy Story.
It was Bill and Ted.
Thank you guys for listening. We'll see you all weekend for Podzilla all weekend. Have a good night. Have a good weekend. And we'll see you on the next one.
Bye.
Bye, everybody.
I'm not doing it. I'm just not.
I'm still recording, so go ahead.
Oh.
I have no goodbye.
And
dang it.
Ethan just bumped the table. Nah, oh, fuck it. Good night, everybody. Good night, everybody.
I did that intentionally.
Good night, everybody!